Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The clean energy light bulb went off in U.S. Colonel Dan Nolan's head in 2006 when he realized that one of the most dangerous Iraqi missions was to drive 5 gallons of fuel to the border to power up generators for their electronics, reports Tampa Bay WFTS-TV. Since then, military base commanders have been ordered to conserve energy. This means, for example, solar panels at Ascension Air Base, special insulated military tents that cut air conditioning costs in the field, and plug-in electric cars at Fort Bliss. Nolan now heads a firm that is building clean energy sources for military bases around the world. Both money and lives are being saved, which is why Operation Free exists, a veterans group that supports a comprehensive energy bill that will halt the flow of American dollars to oil-rich nations, which often fund the enemy. The Pentagon has also identified global warming as a threat to our national security. This isn't a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's an American issue, and we want to take a stand, said Nolan. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.